So thank you very much for coming today, despite your busy schedule. And I thank you for your business, as always. And I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude to you. So without further ado, let me explain the SBI Holdings financial results for the nine-month period ended December 30, 2014. So we were established in 1999, and 15 years have passed. And during this time, I believe that these 15 years has been a period of preparation for us to establish a business. And now we have come to an age of rapid growth. And this will be the first financial results of that new stage. First of all, with regards to the third quarter FY 2014 results, as you can see here, operating revenue decreased slightly, -1.7% year-on-year, 174.265 billion yen. Operating income up 35.3%, 53.4 billion. Pre-tax profit, profit before income tax expenses, up 33.4%, 49.5 billion. Profit attributable to owners of the company plus 75.8% to 35 billion yen or so. So as I have said last time, ROE aim was 10%. This time, we have been able to achieve 10%. And in the third quarter, we have been able to exceed the full year record of the past. The past record high was 49.6 billion, and this was for the full year. So in the third quarter, we have already exceeded that full year record. So there's no doubt that on a full year basis, unless something drastic happens, we should exceed that past record. Now, this is operating revenue by segment. Financial services business, this is very strong, plus 9.9% increase of was 119 billion. Asset management was down 26.8% at 43.2 billion. Biotechnology was minus 25%, 1.6 billion. Others was plus 26.2% at 10.286 billion yen. By looking at on a pre-tax profit basis, financial services overwhelmingly strong at 53.5 billion. This was plus 88.2%. Asset management business was minus 82.3% at 2.2 billion. Now, asset management business is looking at on a fair value basis and looking at the end of December, and that's how the public companies have been are decided, as well as the unlisted companies, and of course depends on the currency or foreign exchange rate of that time. So there will be bad times and there will be good times, so there's quite a bit of volatility in that sense. But in terms of the public shares that we hold right now, I think we have seen those shares to bottom out. And in terms of others, this is minus 38.2 billion at 1.4 billion yen. Now, this is business by segment. This is financial services. This is the profit before tax of the major financial services companies, SBI Securities, SBI Japan Next. Both of them are record high. SBI Liquidity Market is not record high, but significant growth. SBI FX Trade, record high. SBI Insurance. In the first quarter and third quarter, we achieved profitability, and the second quarter, there was a special reserve set aside, so it was negative. But now the 9 month was minus 221 million. So this is a significant change. SBI Money Plaza was record high at 1.1 billion. Morningstar was record high. SBI Card used to be minus 2.2 billion on 9 month with FY 2013, but there's a significant improvement of minus 854 million. So this is a year-on-year change of more than 1.4 billion. And as for the bank, the announcement is for tomorrow. But what we have in terms of the equity method, the share again is record high of 5.5 billion. So in this way, most of the businesses have either record high or major improvement. So that's the situation. This is the asset management business. As from the numbers, this is the operating revenue, 18 billion. Profit before tax was 2.8 billion. Now, profit loss from the change in fair value and also profit loss on sales of investment securities is nearly zero. Now, this is IPO and M&A deals. This is prospect 14, slight increase from the previous year. In FY 16, we expect, excuse me, FY 2015, we expect significant increase as well. The highlight of asset management business is the fact that SBI Savings Bank made a significant increase in both operating revenue and operating income. On a consolidated accounts basis on IFRS, the operating revenue increased by 5.2% year-on-year. Operating profit was 12.4 billion, up 249%. And pre-tax profit also increased by 12 billion yen. And furthermore, this is IFRS basis, but in the K-GAAP basis, it has achieved quarterly profit, and capital adequacy ratio is exceeding 10%. So I believe that in principle, we have been able to complete revitalization. It has not been too long since we bought the company, but in this, I am pleased to announce that we have been able to complete it. When we acquired this company, many people wondered how much losses we would have to book for this company. But the end result is you can see. So this is our Follow-wind, SBI Savings Bank's business environment, South Korea's housing price index, 2013, let's say, was 100. It has increased 102.64%. And also, every monthly transaction of home sales, you can see that is increasing on a monthly basis. So the South Korean GDP is slowing down slightly more than we had expected. But even if it had slowed down, their policy rates will be lowered. So that's positive for housing. South Korea, I would say, in one sense, more than Japan, or I would say Japan in the past, housing and economy are extremely interlinked. If economy worsens, they will need to stimulate housing market, and the government makes decisions accordingly, and they implement different stimulation policies. So the Korean government has implemented different real estate transaction stimulation policies, which have succeeded, and this has been positive for us. Also, in terms of the situation of performing loans and delinquency ratio, it used to be more than 51%, but you can see gradual decrease down to 29.8%. Performing loans balance is steadily increasing. Now, end of December is a little exceptional because there's more payments, repayments from companies closing in December. So the balance is temporarily flat at this time. But then we begin to see net increase after that. As you can see here, performing loans is on an increasing trend. And new credits we acquired at the pace of 600 billion won per quarter. In light of the situation, we had 1, 2, 3 savings banks, and we integrated them. So asset size is now exceeding more than 300 billion Korean won, or 33 billion yen, and it has now become the largest savings bank in South Korea. If you go to Seoul, you see this signboard of SBI Savings Bank at the bus stop, or you would see it on TV commercials. Very frequently, you will see the name SBI in South Korea. So there are various new businesses and services which we have started. And we are also purchasing many loans from other banks because of abundant cash we have on hand, or we are buying non-performing loans, and we utilize that for our new business. And also, there's deregulation. It's in this first half, deregulation of the new fiscal year will be carried out. So we will promote online banking service, and we will be aggressive in new areas as well. And we ourselves may have a dedicated online banking service, or maybe we will increase online business of this portion and increase the percentage of the business. In any case, we will aim for IPO in 2 or 3 years. And for that reason, we are reducing our stake. And we are now visiting several South Korean institutional investors to see if they could hold some of the stake as well. In South Korea, since we see increase in our brand equity, we have been asked by the South Korean government agencies to manage funds. In the previous year alone, we did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in total, 255 billion Korean won, approximately 24.7 billion yen fund management. And also, this year, we are aiming for additional 66 billion yen this year. So reputation is good because of our good performance. So suddenly, South Korean government is asking us to manage funds. Japanese government should also invest in funds like this, because when they try to manage it on their own, the performance is not necessarily good.
Bio-related business. Our losses had increased from the more than 1.3 billion to 2.3 billion. But the biotech, the increased from the 400 to 600. And the Coke Pharmaceuticals from negative 94 to 761 in negative. So it looks like a big the increase. But in the previous year, The licensed the worth 1.1 billion the two outside, and so there is the profit from that licensing last year. But this current fiscal year, we do not have such a one-off the element. And SBI Pharma, the decrease in deficit, and SBI Ada Promo from negative 35 to negative 356. As we saw before, the very active promotion activities, including TV commercials, so some the increase in the promotion expenses. Under such circumstances, the biotech, SBI Biotech, was preparing for IPO. But from Pfizer Japan, we invited this person to be the representative director, but this person had to resign because of poor health. So there was a change in the representative directors. So as a result, we made that change, and again, we have to reestablish the management for the sake of IPO. And we have almost finished that work. And after the shareholders' meeting in March 2015, we are going to invite a person with a specialized in the drug discovery and managed experience in venture firm as outside director. And Mr. Iriya, the current managing director, is going to assume the office as representative director and president. And IPO will be done with Mizuho as lead manager. So what kind of pipeline do we have? Novartis, licensing partner, is now in the phase two. Actually, the phase two has already been completed and with good results. At latest, we are going to move on to phase three in four at latest. So phase three, and as to Pfizer, that there are two cases. And in addition, with Meldamine, the being licensed partner, Medlimune is a subsidiary of AstraZeneca. There is the autoimmune diseases related drug in the preclinical stage. So now we have those pipeline the activities, and the in the sake of the IPO, these pipelines will be sufficient for that purpose. And as to SBI Ada Promo, as I mentioned before, the product lines are already good, including cosmetics and the health foods, and also various kinds of promotion activities are occurring. Year-on-year basis, with the 2013 fiscal year being one, the 9 months cumulative for fiscal year 2014 is 1.7. The 9 months fiscal year 2013 being one, the first 9 months of fiscal year 2014 is 1.7. So it's up by 67.6%. In March, we are going to launch a new product, which is a full body moisturizing cream with the name of Ala P. The consulting pharmacies and drugstores numbers development as of the end of the October, the 4,585 stores. So TV commercials, when it was started, it was about 1,000, but now it increased to 4,585. We target at 5,000 stores by the end of the fiscal year. So in a very steady manner, we can sell our products as the number of stores increases. Number two, adhere to the ROE-oriented management principle and improve shareholder returns. In 2005, 29% was the ROE, and 23.1 declined to 23.1. 29% is fiscal year 2004. And the Paribas and Live Door, the Lehman the collapse, and the European debt crisis, because of these external the events, ROE continued to come down. But during that period, we, for example, started a banking business or the non-life the business or the FX liquidity, the market business, for the future profits. Even in those difficult the times, we never the cut the bud for the future growth. And from the bottom, the focusing on the selection and concentration. For example, we sold SBI Veritrans. Or we sold SBI Mortgage. Regardless of how much profit or non-profit business, we focused on how much synergy can be expected with the three core businesses. With that criteria, we decided which company to be sold. Furthermore, we continued selection and concentration, and we are going to further improve ROE. So since March 2012, the sale of subsidiaries recovered over 45 billion yen. And for the 2014, the sales amount of the real estate is expected to be about 80 billion yen. There's some the contracts which were not realized yet. So for the full year, it will be about 18 billion yen level. And the generated cash will be appropriated to strengthen businesses with high return on invested capital and to improve various financial ratios, and also share repurchases will also be considered at a right timing. So we further endeavor to improve ROE, aiming at 15% of ROE. Now, dividends. As we announced, the 5 yen per share to commemorate the company's 15th anniversary, and with that, the 25 yen per share has already been announced. And if the fourth quarter result is also good, then the further increase of ordinary dividend is to be considered. As to the return to the shareholders or benefits for the shareholders, we are going to improve them. For example, using five other related products, those shareholders who have held shares for more than 1 year and hold 1,000 or more shares as of the March end 2015, then this other plus in the pouch, 2 packs, and also the other plus gold, 9,800 yen. 2 packs, other plus essential lotion for your face, the 8,400 yen worth, 1 pack, and other shareholders who hold 100 shares, 1 unit or more as of the other March end, then the other plus 2 packs. In addition, all shareholders, including those who hold less than 1 unit, 1 to 99 shares, will receive one discount coupon for a preferential discount of 50% from the regular prices of all SBI other promo dietary supplements and cosmetics. That's our plan. Recently, with such benefits to shareholders, the number of applicants is very big. It's increasing. The percentage is increasing of eligible shareholders. That means that they have those people have already used our products, and so they're happy to receive those benefits, and that makes us happy. Our financials are getting very stable. the net cash generated from operating activities, our profit is increasing. So about 71.5 billion yen, and the investment-related cash flow, about 60.7 billion yen, the disposable investment securities and the share of SBI Mortgage, and the financing activities, the bond redemption and debt repayment, contributed negatively, then minus the 23 billion yen. Net increase in cash and cash equivalents, 108,259 million yen. We are going to aggressively promote the collection of investments to reduce liabilities. That's our stance. Under such circumstances, of course, interest-bearing debt ratio used to be 135.2%. Now it went down to 97%. December 31st, 2014, ratio of equity attributable to owners of the company from 22.2% to 23.1%. So the financial services companies, the current the status and the new challenges. We start with securities-related business. So in the third quarter, the environment for the securities business was not so good. In other words, average daily individual brokerage trading value decreased by 27.6% year on year. Usually, the securities firms, the earnings would go down under such circumstances. So our revenue went down, operating revenue by 0.3%. But the operating income, ordinary income, and net income are all in positive. They recorded record high. That's the picture. Why? For example, the open interest credit balance is a very high level, and in a quarterly basis, it is increasing very steadily. The first quarter, second quarter, and the third quarter, and the financial revenue increased 21,159 million. That is up 19.8% year on year. Also, the investment trust, as of the end of the quarter, also increased significantly, hitting the record high.
Investment trust fees have also seen increase 24.3% to reach 2,271.6 billion. As for online brokerage competition, I believe the war with online brokers have been finished. We were able to put an end to the competition with online securities companies in terms of customer base, shares of individual stock brokerage trading value, and in terms of revenue, the gap between us and online brokers are widening. And what are the reasons that the gap is widening? We have overwhelmingly low trading commissions for customers, and we are offering very high customer satisfaction. And we have been continuing to do so. Another is by constructing financial ecosystem, we are able to benefit from group synergies. When we start a new business, in an instant, people who started business 3 or 4 years ahead of us can be overtaken by us. That is due to financial ecosystem. This is synergy effect of financial ecosystem and synergistic evolution of financial ecosystem. It is an online age, internet age, and the principle of winner takes all applies to online brokerage business. This principle is applied to online securities industry. As a result, in operating income, positive 0.3%, although by slight margin, we are positive. Monex, negative 58%, Rakuten, negative 17%, Matsui, negative 24.5%, and Kabu.com, negative 20.7% decline in operating income. These are major online securities companies reporting a decrease in operating income. We were the exception in reporting a positive operating income. increase. And we are also overwhelmingly large in terms of customer base and number of accounts. Share is important. SBI Securities is increasing its share in individual stock trading value. 34.7% grew to 37.5% in. It has grown from 34.7% to 35.3% to 37.5%. As for share of individual margin trading value, it has grown from 36.6% to 38.2% to 39.5%. What about the SBI Securities share in Nikkei 225 option individual trading? We have 52.7% overwhelmingly large market share. Nikkei 225 futures, large individual trading share, and Nikkei 225 futures mini individual trading share. As for a large, 46.01% share and 35.45% share in Nikkei 225 mini futures. Especially, we started JNET Cross in October 2014, and since then, we have been more advantageous. We are able to provide services that are differentiated and more advantageous than on-the-floor trading. And why are we able to do this? That is because we have Japan Next within our group, another securities company within our group. And that is the strength of financial ecosystem. As for commissions, in terms of basis, by far, we are the lowest. We have slightly increased our commission, but it's still 2.5 basis, whereas Cap.com 3.5, and Monex is 9.1. It is much higher. Japan Next PTS will be utilized by our group. This is proprietary trading system, or PTS. And with the use of PTS, we were able to substantially reduce the transaction cost. And with that, we are able to strengthen customer loyalty. As I've mentioned earlier, in terms of basis, the commission fee is by far the lowest for ours. But not only that, transaction cost is also reduced with this. When deals are executed on PTS, the commission is about 5% cheaper than on the exchanges. Currently, the competition is not only commission competition. We have to compete based on transaction cost, inclusive of transaction cost. Who is the cheapest? That is the competition. SBI Securities and SBI Japan Next, we are able to enjoy the synergy between the two, which leads to competitive edge. And from the day one of establishing this group, I have been saying that we have to establish an ecosystem. We have to complete the group as an ecosystem. And by doing so, in the future, we will be able to have a differentiating factor, a differentiating mechanism, and we will be able to have an overwhelming edge over the others. And so right now, we are differentiating ourselves with these mechanisms. SBI Securities and SBI Japan Next are enjoying synergies. For example, SBI Japan Next has a very strong systems division, IT division. Close to 80% of the personnel, 48 persons, have very high skills. They are non-Japanese staff. They converse in English. And these highly skilled staff are fully utilized. And at SBI Securities, the systems are being changed, renovated. And with that, significant cost reduction will be achieved. More than 10 billion yen was paid to Nomura, but we have to reduce that cost year by year. And there will be stable operation due to distributed load, and we will also have redundancy to withstand disaster. We do not know when earthquake may strike. SBI Securities and SBI Sumishin Net Bank are also enjoying synergy. Hybrid deposit is increasing in balance. In November 2014, the record high was seen, 1,215 billion yen. Hybrid deposit there is more than 1 trillion yen parked in hybrid deposit. When people see the advantage of a hybrid deposit, or when people see a merit in investing in equity market or other markets, the pooled money in the hybrid deposits will be used in investments. Otherwise, it will be parked in the hybrid deposits. 630 billion yen is the magnitude of increase of hybrid deposit. And someday, online customer number will exceed securities companies' customers. Currently, it is at 3 million and 2 million, or in excess of 3 million and 2 million, but in 2 or 3 years' time, probably the bank's customer number will exceed a securities customer number by wide margin. When that happens, SBI Securities accounts can be increased with bank customers. Right now, within the group, we have 18.64 million customer base. And on a quarter-by-quarter basis, we are seeing steady increase. Furthermore, the customers' data will be accumulated. And the data can be used to improve customer service even further. And in sales, cross-selling can utilize customer data. The big data analysis tools will be introduced so that the group can take advantage of big data customer data. In SBI Group, we have 36 million customer base, and website monthly view is 650 million. This is voluminous data that is being accumulated. Winner takes all is often said. Taking an example of NISA, the number of NISA accounts as of the end of December at SBI is 570,000. At Matsui, 80,000. Comp.com, 90,000. By far, we have the biggest number of NISA accounts in comparison to the peers listed here. And as of January 28, the deposit is at 234.4 billion. Nomura 1,350,000, Daiwa 640,000 accounts. As for our new customers, out of NISA customers, about one quarter, or slightly more than one quarter, are new customers. Of that, 65.9% are new to investing. They are beginner investors. As for active account, 57.9%. It is 44.8% at mega banks and major securities companies, 4 major banks and 10 securities companies. Securities business going forward, I would like to discuss the business strategy for the securities-related business. As I have been saying, online securities, the competition with online securities, we were able to put an end to that competition. And therefore, what I am focused on is our competition against face-to-face securities companies or bricks-and-mortar securities companies. How can we compete against them and prevail over them? Our thinking is that admittedly, in terms of net income and revenue, Nomura announced its earnings today. There is a big difference by several digits. But 11.4% decline was recorded by Nomura in comparison to year-on-year for pre-tax net profit. And SMBC Nikko also recorded a 19% decline. Ichiyoshi and Iwai Cosmo also announced earnings. These are mid-tier securities companies, and they have seen decline of profit by 50% or 40%. and their revenue generation size is also much smaller when it comes to mid-tier securities companies. These are the account numbers for three major face-to-face securities companies. SBI is now ranked number three after Nomura and Daiwa in terms of customer base. SBI Securities is ranked number three after Nomura and Daiwa in terms of customer base. What is leading to this difference in revenue generation capability? For one thing, commissions, the same security is bought at the same amount. The commission is about 13 times more or 14 times more in case of Nomura customer. That is one difference, and the other differentiating factor is the share of the stocks. For online brokers, in flow basis, it is 80%. They have overwhelming majority, but on a stock basis, not capturing majority yet. It is only 22.2%. In terms of individual stock holding, online securities companies' share is 22.2%. And in graphic representation, this is a 45-degree steep line. The five online securities companies are increasing share at a fast pace. If this trend continues, online securities stock share will also exceed 50% eventually. So in flow basis, we have a very large share, and in stock basis, if we have a large share, the environment will change, and we can be a lead manager. And that will be a next-generation growth industry. For those, we will be serving as lead managers. And we are growing our presence in these industries. In 10 years' time, in 20 years' time, the companies that will go IPO through us will be growing. And if we are able to establish our relations as a lead manager, and if we're able to maintain relations with these customers, how will environment change? The stocks will be deposited with us. The directors' shares will be deposited with us. We will be able to do that, and our stocks holding will increase. The share of our stock holdings will increase. Older companies will find it difficult to change themselves. And it does not necessarily mean that the older is stronger. The industrial structure is changing rapidly. It is a post-industrial society. The structure is moving to post-industrial society structure. Naturally, new sector companies, new industrial sector companies will be emerging. For example, LINE is an example. If it goes public, it will be enjoying a very large market cap. Have you seen revenue and earnings of Apple, the American company? On a quarterly basis, it was the highest ever on the market in the corporate history of the United States. That is what Apple has achieved. Such online-related companies will be emerging, or biotechnology companies will be emerging, and they will be core industries in the 21st century. That is without doubt to anyone's eye. Of course, energy conservation and pollution control are also important. These industries will also become important industries. Yesterday, Helio Power President Mr. Yoshida and I had conversation. I believe that this company is a very promising company. It will grow into a fantastic company. We are a major shareholder. If it goes public, it will be achieving very large achievements. If we are able to establish relationship with these companies for a very long time, we should be able to maintain very close relations. We will work to maintain close relations, and that is the model to win in 10 years' time or 20 years' time. Management, business management is a function of time. Short-termism does not work. We always have to look at 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now. We have to anticipate the change in the society, and I have been trying to do that myself. Against a major face-to-face securities companies, earnings structure is compared. Commissions percentage is higher for SBI, although it is much lower than Matsui. In order to compete against face-to-face securities companies, we have to increase underwriting, offering, and sales commissions, and we also have to increase trading gains and losses. Those are the key areas. And therefore, we have to implement strategies to increase revenue from these sources. Securities business can be divided into two, retail and wholesale, roughly speaking. And so far, we have grown in retail business. And for wholesale, we have a smaller presence, especially on focused on IPO. But we have been steadily increasing presence in wholesale area as well. But we will be focusing more on wholesale going forward. So far, in the online sector, in retail sector, we have been trying to become number one. And steady and surely to have comparative advantage, we have been focused on that so far. But going forward, my brand sales will be shifted to wholesale.
So we have tried to break down the strength and weaknesses of internet securities and brick and mortar types. So Monex has an overwhelming volume right now. And for example, the weak point is the high dependency on brokerage. They're not able to provide detailed customer service. Now, brick and mortar, community-based, at each of the branches, they have the sales power, they have the push-type sales abilities. They're able to differentiate customers, weak points, high cost, personnel cost, property cost. They must be in the place at a corner of this main street at a capital of that prefecture. But their ability to draw customers, attract customers, is weaker than internet brokerage. So the other day, SoftBank, we have taken underwritten SoftBank's offerings, and we were able to sell more than 20 billion very, very quickly through internet. So we will maximize and utilize the strength of internet brokerage, but we will also, through the real shop of SBI Money Plaza, provide the strength of face-to-face sales while keeping costs down. So we will use the strength of online, and we will also utilize the real shop. And we will do it in a way that is different from before. And this is the surefire way of winning this business. So if you're just dependent on internet brokerage, you're very much dependent on the stock market, and you're not able to do complicated products and financial products on internet because you need to explain. Now, independent real securities model, how is that? We see weakening of retail businesses because we're taking the business away. Brokerage business requires both retail and wholesale business. What about Goldman? As an investment banker, they have established something of the world. And look at what happened after the Lehman shock, the financial crisis. They became a commercial bank. They're no longer that investment bank that they used to be. So securities company must have real and internet. It's like two wheels of a car. And they must run, have both. So what happens if a real security starts an internet business? What happens is they will fall into cannibalism. So Nomura decided that they wanted to establish an online company called JoinVest. This was 2006 May. It started as an online securities company, and they booked on a loss of 7.1 billion in 2006, 8.4 in 2007, 2008, 6.6 billion. Altogether, they accumulated ordinary loss of 22 billion, and they realized that they cannot be standalone, and they merged, and that's the history. So we will do wholesale business at the with the basis of retail business. So we will do IPOs. So this is the number of companies that we have participated in IPO, which from 2008 to September 2014, 225 companies altogether. This is looking at the post-IPO share turnover ratio. That's the total trading volume during the first month after listing divided by number of public traded shares. Among the 178 companies we participated, the turnover ratio was 23.1 times. Now, in the non-participating companies, 77 companies, 16.5 times. Other online brokers' participation, there were 31 companies, 20.8 times. None of the online brokers participated. There were 46 companies. As such, that turnover ratio was only 3.5 times. This is an extremely important a graph that gives us many suggestions. Though this is in terms of the number of IPO underwritings we've done. Year to date, we have 55. Lead manager was 5. 5 for 2012, 2013, 2014. And year to date, FY 2014, IPO underwriting ranking. This is 65 companies, which are all listed together. This is the three quarters year to date. We have underwritten 55 cases, which is 84.6% in underwriting share. We are the top underwriter. This is focusing on PO underwriting as well as IPO underwriting. We have more recently been focusing on PO underwriting. In 2013, we were only 19th. Only 2.5 billion share was 0.2%. In 2014, we are 9th in ranking, 4.7 billion share is 0.5%. And in terms of PO underwriting ranking, we are number 6, and we have underwritten 2. We were lead managers for 2. So in this way, we are steadily entering in this segment of business. Bond sales. I mentioned about this in trading section, that we the much percentage of bond sales is increasing. Here's yen bond underwriting amount ranking. We were number 11 in 2014. The previous year, we were 12. The previous year was 29.5 billion, share was 0.3%. This is 42.9 billion and 0.8% in share in 2014. Now, this is EB sales amounting ranking for 2014. We have come up to 7th from number 8. The share was 3.1% in 21 billion yen in 2013. This year is 5.1% at 27.6 yen, a billion yen, excuse me. So sales amount of EB increased from 380 million in 2012 to 32.14 million in 2014. This is 85-fold increase. You can see the yen bond underwriting has increased significantly. And by maximizing the utilization of SBI Money Plaza's customer base and sales network, we are able to further expand on the PO underwriting business. And SBI Money Plaza is steadily increasing sales. Operating income is has increased by 37.2% year on year. You can see increase in customers' deposit assets and also in number of accounts. The number of shops has increased from, and we are now totaling 402 shops at the end of December. We will now intend to open 500 shops nationwide. We will have directly owned stores, but we will also do franchising. So we give them know-hows and brand and everything else we will bear, but they will have to bear for the shop, the property, and HR cost. And the flagship store will be opened in the prime location. And of course, the quality of the existing shops will be bettered. We will hold seminars. So we will make sure we secure locations that will allow us to do that. Money Plaza customers, many of them are high net worth individuals. When we say high net worth individuals, these are customers with financial assets of more than 30 million yen or more. And there's 75% of the commission revenues are coming from the top 24% of clients. Here you can see the Pareto's principle being realized here. And we will create a strong network with brokers such as tax accountants and CPAs so that we can thoroughly develop high net worth customers. SBI Securities and SBI Money Plaza, and not just the two. We do insurance, we do mortgage. In this way, we will be able to diversify our services. We do solar power. So customers come and visit us with varying needs. And we are able to introduce various products to these customers. From 7-8 years ago, I have been saying this. I will create SBI Money Plaza, and we will become the greatest financial products distributor in Japan. We will give them a list, and they can choose from that. And of course, the product is good, the best product, and we will sell that. And we will become the greatest financial products distributor in Japan. And I have been talking about this as my dream, and this is steadily and surely being realized. And also, in SBI Securities, we have developed a structured bond team. We have a team of people who had worked for foreign financial institutions. And currently, we are purchasing structured bond products from outside, and we package it to sell it to our customers. We will now do this in-house, which will improve our profitability significantly. And we will sell this to high net worth customers through SBI Money Plaza. Also, at SBI Securities, we have some advantages that large security brokers do not have, which is the FX related business. Our FX trading services is quite significant, overwhelming in the online business. Even going forward, FX trading service business will be increased. If the stock market is not good, they can go to FX. There's always market volatility in stock price or stock market. FX, you can pair out different currencies. And in fact, in one sense, you don't have to do anything complicated as studying the fundamentals of all the listed companies. So in a sense, it's easy. Foreign exchange, if you look at number of FX trading accounts. This is the source from Yellow Research monthly ranking. You can see that we're overwhelmingly number one in number of accounts. And change in deposit assets among eight major FX trading companies. Again, you can see we're overwhelmingly number one. And in fact, we're doing much better than others. And this is the comparison SBI liquidity market with other listed foreign FX players in terms of the operating revenue. You can see that we're doing much better. Others are doing worse and worse. And we are starting the trading business through the enhanced relationship between SBI Securities and SBI Japan Next Securities. One is the launch of JNET cross-trading service, which I briefly mentioned earlier. This is the trading business established through the relationship between the companies. This is JNET cross transaction, JNET cross trading. And from January 1st, we have added TOPIX futures and JPX Nikkei 400 futures. And then for the second campaign, we're planning to offer Nikkei 255 futures JNET trading commissions at 250 yen for large contracts and 25 yen for mini. And so insurance.
As to SBI insurance, as I mentioned earlier, in the first and the third quarter, they achieved profitability. This is the special the policy, the reserving effort. So the number here is negative. But earliest, the full year, the profitability can be achieved, the fiscal year, the 2014. And if not, certainly for the next fiscal year. The insurance business takes a lot of time to develop because you have to accumulate policy reserves. When an insurable accident or the incident occurs, you need to accumulate reserves based on the premiums. So the more you sell, your written number increases. In 3 years, you can turn around the banking business. Actually, we set that and we achieved it, but it doesn't happen with insurance company. But this, the insurance company will certainly turn around. For example, combined ratio, it is the ratio of the sum of insurance premium payment expense to the premium income. It should be less than 100, and now it comes down to 95.2% in terms of EV loss ratio. In the earned basis, it's 68. It has come down to 68%. So this the insurance company, SBI Insurance, will certainly achieve profitability. And the cancer insurance and the bicycle accident compensation rider are also increasing. The financial agency, the Inc., the alliance helped. Inbound, outbound, the calls are made by this entity. And the life business that we invested, also we invested in the Newton as well, and that will help us. So the cancer insurance will certainly work very nicely, and we have verified it. As to both small amount short-term insurance companies are growing very steadily. Since the acquisition, the earthquake indemnity insurance by SBI SSI, and this insurance and medical by SBI Ikiki. So Ikiki is growing compared to AXA Direct. Was topped by SBI Ikiki in terms of the number of new contracts, as LifeNet is coming down, coming to a very dangerous situation in terms of number of contracts. When that happens for a net company, it is very dangerous. Sooner or later, we are going to surpass their performance with the SBI SSI as well. I would like to launch fire insurance. Currently, SBI Insurance is selling automobile insurance and the other cancer insurance, third area product. Now, the SBI Insurance's profitability is in sight, and now we would like to start fire insurance as a new core product. So how can we increase the sale of fire insurance significantly, rapidly? Of course, the very close relationship with the mortgage business is the key. SBI Sumishin-Net Bank and SBI Mortgage. We sold SBI Mortgage, but they still have the SBI in its name, and we still have the 11% in SBI Mortgage. The number of new housing loans for April through December period 2014 is 11,856 for SBI Sumishin-Net Bank and 12,435 for SBI Mortgage. When there is a party at SBI Mortgage, the president of the insurance company selling fire insurance always come to me, bowing very deeply to me, and I learned that there is a very strong synergy between mortgage and fire insurance, so I always wanted to do it. We wanted to establish the basis with automobile insurance, and now we would like to start fire insurance. Of course, we need to get an approval for fire, and for that, I have already instructed the president of SBI Insurance to start product development right away. Now, re-entry into life insurance business. Last time, we sold life insurance business when we did life insurance business with AXA. Back then, we had more than 50% stake. Still, we sold it because I thought that the insurance business on the internet alone, it was not sufficient. So since then, we have executed many measures to prepare ourselves for the re-entry into the life insurance business. And we have been preparing ourselves for that, and that process has been completed. So first, we agreed on $85 million to acquire PCA Life. We are going to pay first $68 million, and as to the difference of $17 million, which is fixed at the fixed FX rate, or 1,987 million yen will be paid only in the event that the state of progress of PCA Life Insurance business satisfied certain conditions agreed with the seller. The name of the company will certainly have the SBI in it. This PCA Life is a Japanese arm of UK Prudential. They have been selling term, whole life, medical insurance, and individual variable annuity insurance. However, in February 2010, they discontinued to write new business because after the global financial crisis, insurance companies were hurt greatly, and this company decided to discontinue to write new policies. So they did not write any new business, but still, they hold more than 120,000 in-force life policies. And as of the end of September end 2014, their solvency margin ratio is 1,130.5%. It's a very healthy life insurance company. And as to the ordinary revenue, 4,578 million net income for fiscal year 2013. So this is net income, but when it comes to the 2.2 billion, the 2.3 negative for LifeNet, minus 3.6 billion for AXA Direct, Rakuten 1.3 in positive, and PCA Life had 4.9 billion, and the total asset that exceeded 161 billion. And so the channels are there, the internet, real, and the call center, the small insurance shop, and the group. We had the customer base of 18 million. Next, the bio business and insurance business potential synergy. I wanted to seek synergy between them. So If the business can contribute to the health of insurance policyholders, that would reduce insurance payouts, thus the win-win relationship with the other customers. Some people say, why buy your products? Why buy your business? It's not relevant to financial business, some people say. I do not think so. I want to create a relationship between buyer business and financial business. Re-entry to the life insurance business will increase significantly the AUM. Only with the service BI insurance, it already the AUM is already big. But now we are adding the new life insurance company with more than the 160 the billion yen of assets. So the president of the Morning Star, Mr. Asakura, is going to be the head of the asset management group or division by the hiring the people of quality to start up a new organization. And this the asset management and the quality of the asset management will certainly have impact on the competitiveness about life or non-life the business. It involves domestic bond, overseas bond, domestic equity, overseas equity, real estate, private equity, cash, including foreign currencies, derivatives, people. The experts of each of these areas will be hired. In the group, we have developed such people to improve asset management performance, to differentiate ourselves from our competition. That's our plan. We are also considering to establish insurance holding company as well. Of course, we need to get an approval for that. Now we have all the lines of insurance business, and we would like to create insurance holding company so that we can operate in a very effective and efficient manner. Ultimately, it would not be just a holding company. We would like to establish a reinsurance company as well. We have consulted a certain entity to check some reinsurance entities. If we establish a reinsurance entity, how much positive impact on the life insurance and non-life insurance direct business? That's what we'd like to know. We'd like to hire a reinsurance expert for that. Now, banking-related business. The number of accounts, 2.2 million and 3.5 trillion yen of the balance. The Chiba or Yokohama, those the regional banks in that rank, 3.5 trillion will rank us about in the middle. But of course, the length of history is different. Other banks have 50 years or 100 years of history through some the consolidations. We only have several years of history. Still, the exceeded 3.5 trillion yen. The results will be announced tomorrow. This is the development, historical development, and I assume that that we will see further growth. The deposit balance, the 3.5 trillion yen, exceeding 3.5.
In comparison to others, we have by far the dominance. As for the change in balance of housing loans, in terms of cumulative total of housing loans, it has exceeded 2.1 trillion yen. It has exceeded 2 trillion yen. Mortgage exceeded 2 trillion, so the two put together is 4 trillion on the par with Megabank. So that is the size of housing loan that our group has been handling. So SBI Sumishin Net Bank is increasing deposit assets, so how to manage that asset will affect the profitability. In various ways, there will be asset management lineups, specific purpose loan. It is 2.9 times balance of loan year on year. And card loan balance is also increasing steadily. from September 2010 to September 2014, and especially we have focused on credit card from around this time, and it has increased to 68.6 billion. That is the balance of card loans, and we seek to create new synergies with the full-fledged entry into the credit card business. We are also making a steady inroads into overseas banking business. Cambodia, Phnom Penh Commercial Bank, our equity stake is 47.6%, but with dilution shares, it is 91%. And revenue and profit are growing at this bank. Total asset on a flash basis for fiscal 2014 is only 34.9, and deposit balance is 28.8. But it started business in 2008, and in Cambodia, it has gained name recognition. It is gaining name recognition. TP Bank or Tian Fong Bank, we have 19.9% stake. Total asset already is at 283.3, and deposit balance is 118.9. And as for business performance, net income is 2.95 billion. Russia Yar Bank is not doing well because of the situation in Russia. Online capabilities were acquired for all of the transactions, but it is on hold for now. Russian banking system is going astray, but we are not incurring any major losses from that. In banking-related business, this is the current business strategy. We will be thoroughly pursuing SBI Group company synergy. Of course, with our partner, Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank, with the support of SMTB, we will further enhance profitability, earnings capacity, and we'll try to benefit at most from the synergy. What I am focused upon now going forward is to support regional banks. There are numerous regional banks. And to begin with, it is an overbanking situation, according to many. And they are investing heavily on JGB. If a long interest rate starts to rise, what happens? There will be collapse in JGB, and there may be systemic risk as a result. There are those that have these concerns. And Japanese FSA is also thinking about how to consolidate regional bank sector. I understand that there are various thinking going on in JFSA. In the past, we had established Suruga Bank SoftBank branch. Under Suruga Bank banking license, SoftBank branch was established. With that, online banking business was to be started in the future. So expertise of online banking business and experience were to be obtained through that. And using same mechanism, SBI Money Plaza branch of various regional banks can be established. And as I have mentioned before, insurance, equity, fixed income, tax saving, FX, solar power related, housing loan, securities, insurance, life insurance, non-life insurance, medical insurance, stocks and funds. These various products will be offered from SBI Money Plaza. By establishing regional banks, SBI Money Plaza branch, we will be able to enjoy a fee business, and regional banks will be able to capture more customers, and will be able to manage their assets, and will be able to acquire expertise in asset management. That is what we would like to do. So in February, we will be holding a seminar for regional financial institutions. Ricky is collaborating with us, so we are planning to hold a joint seminar. This is my highest priority in terms of banking business strategy. And as for Morningstar, tablet is used to sell investment trust products. It is a model case of using tablet apps. This is a strong sales app for investment trust, and that is used on the tablet, and investment information is provided. And such applications are used at 46 companies. 13,937 tablets are used. In addition to that, we would also like to introduce MoneyLook. What financial institutions have what financial products, what insurance products, it can be sorted out on a list. Such capability can be offered. Or at SBI Securities, if equity or fixed income is to be ordered, order can be placed at SBI Securities through the tablet. So tablets can be utilized through the branches. We would like to provide tablet apps as much as possible. We are providing to 46 companies 13,937 tablets. The details are banks, regional banks, Shinkin banks, 35 companies, securities companies, including agencies, 8 companies, asset management companies, 3 companies. 46 companies in total are using Morningstar tablet app. We would like to make full use of that. In our related business, we are moving from preparation stage to a full-scale business stage. Preparation stage was spent on preparing and obtaining patents so that there will be no copycats. We have to manage our intellectual property. If we obtain patents for everything and publicly publish the intellectual property, there are countries that may copy us. So we have to be careful. We have to be clever in obtaining patents so that others will not be able to copy. There are patents that we obtained on our own, and there are joint patents with collaborating universities. In fiscal 2014, we have focused on acquiring more patents. What was of significance is that at the end of December 2014, on December 19, 2014, we were able to obtain patent for adult disease prophylactic and/or improving agent whose active ingredient is 5-aminolevulinic acid or derivative thereof or salt thereof. And adult diseases are listed in the patent. For alaromycin or derivative, it is used as active ingredient for anti-malaria agent. This is jointly obtained with Tokyo Institute of Technology. As for prophylactic ameliorating composition containing 5-ALA as an active ingredient for one or more adult diseases selected from a group consisting of hyperlipidemia, diabetes, hypertension, shoulder stiffness, postmenopausal disorders, gray hair, wrinkles, obesity, poor circulation, and constipation, we obtained a patent on December the 19th, 2014. And we obtained a patent for prophylactic and/or therapeutic agent for malaria consisting of the active ingredient alaromycin or derivative thereof or pharmacologically allowable salt thereof. This is filed jointly with Tokyo Institute of Technology. In many different disease therapeutic fields, we are carrying out fundamental research and clinical research. SBI Pharma has already launched one drug, Alagrulio. This is a diagnostic agent for cancer treatment to be used intraoperatively. For bladder cancer, we are going to obtain approval. And at 5 universities, investigator-initiated trials are carried out. At Saitama Medical University and Kitazato University Academic Research, Kitazato is serving as academic research organization. A phase two study is underway to treat cancer chemotherapy-induced anemia. Phase one was done in UK, and it was proven that there is no toxicity. So in phase two, going forward, we can start projects from phase two. Prevention of cardiac ischemia reperfusion injury. Professor Iferman is leading at University of Birmingham, University of Oxford. Sorry, Professor Human is a leading investigator at University of Oxford. And from We will be collaborating with Cosmo Oil to establish integrated system from product development to manufacturing to sales. Patent licensing agreement was concluded with Cosmo Oil. And Cosmo Oil will be responsible to provide ALA active ingredient, but that is no longer the case. As a result of this, the necessary quantity can be manufactured by ourselves. Cosmo Oil can also continue to supply 5 ALA to the extent that they are able to, but we now have right to manufacture the quantity that we need. As for clinical research using 5 ALA on diabetes, this is already underway in Bahrain. From National Health Regulatory Authority of Bahrain, we plan to obtain approval, and with Defense University and with Arabian Gulf University, clinical studies are carried out. And as for photodynamic diagnosis using ALA, this is a clinical trial done by Arabian Gulf University Hospital. This university was established by 6 GCC countries, and King Hamad University Hospital and RCSI in Ireland and Bahrain established medical university in Bahrain. And in these institutions, research is underway. And there is also medical light source device for therapy. For example, intraoperative diagnostic agent is already launched. But before surgery, the skull can be opened and tumor site. If agent is digested before the surgery, and if a light source emits the light, only the tumor will be emitting red light, and non-tumor site will not emit. So the red illuminating site can be surgically removed. And ALSED, violet LED light source device, will soon be launched. In China, we will also be starting full-fledged 5 ALA business, and we have 40% shareholder ratio in Yiyuan Biotech. Factory is already constructed, and production will begin. And we are now going through processes of obtaining licenses in China. In the first half of 2015, we expect to obtain licenses. That is the outlook. With Fudan University, a School of Life Sciences, in diabetes mechanism, efficacy study of 5 ALA is underway. Our Mr. Tanaka, CTO, and Dr. Nakajima, CSO, are visiting professors at Fudan University. They are from SBI Pharmaceuticals. And Dr. Tanaka, in April, has also will become visiting professor at Tokyo University. And we would like to position Tokyo University as the base to base for penetration of 5 ALA. And at Professor Ito's research lab, there is a sarcopenia research, which is the weakening of muscle due to aging. And ALA may be effective for sarcopenia, and Professor Ito is researching, conducting research, and we would like to support his research. Import and sale from Japan can be done, and we are establishing a joint venture with New Hope Group for import and sale from Japan, and for feed and fertilizer as well. Within 2015, we seek to complete SBI Biotech IPO and SBI Pharmaceutical IPO to be completed in 3 years, and a full-scale partnership in preparation for establishment of an overseas production base through conclusion of a patent licensing agreement with Cosmo Oil and legal establishment of an integrated system extending from production to sales of pharmaceuticals, health foods, and cosmetics containing 5 ALA. And SBI Pharmaceuticals will engage in out-licensing in the pharmaceutical sector for several fields, including Alzheimer's and ulcerative colitis. We are receiving approaches from Big Pharma, and we seek to enter into alliance with major suppliers concerning health foods and cosmetics containing 5 ALA. And there are specific discussions, concrete discussions that are being carried out. With that, I would like to conclude. Thank you. I'm very happy to entertain questions, if any. Now we would like to move on to Q&A.